decided to do a little bit of a different type of networking than the normal cocktail reception and dinner, and to invite all the attendees of the conference to come join the folks from Deloitte helping to rebuild a park, the city park in New Orleans, which was devastated by the Hurricane Katrina. All of the shrubbery, all the landscaping was lost. It was pretty barren. So we took on the chore of helping rebuild some of the landscaping around Tad Gormley Stadium, so which is a pretty historic spot.
And where is this located? As a matter of fact, as you were checking in to the AGA conference, I saw you and your colleague, Lucy Cooley, the marketing manager for Deloitte, and she mentioned this to me, and everyone afterwards just thought it was what a great idea, instead of, you know, having another breakfast meeting to really organize people to go down and pitch in and lend a hand. How many people went along with you?
We had a little over 200 people joined us here, and it was pretty remarkable, but given that it started at 4:30 and went to 7:30, and those 200 people worked in 90-degree plus heat and about 90% humidity, too. So they braved those elements to help out, which we really appreciated.
That's cool. And you said you were replanting shrubbery. Did you have the shrubbery there, or where did that come from?
We worked with the Bob Becker, who's the CEO of the New Orleans City Park team, and to acquire the shrubs and get them there and get the mulching and the planting and the tools and all that. And so we had a group go out a little bit early to kind of organize the project. And then when the whole team showed up at 4:30 from the conference site, we rented some buses and drove people over. And then people kind of pitched in. And some folks rototilled, and some dug, some planted, some spread mulch. And
wow,
it's really great to see everybody kind of pitch in. So we had folks from, you know, highest levels of government all the way down to the lowest levels working on this, which was really kind of neat to see everybody kind of pitch in and work together.
And we're not talking about a little tiny city block with a small sandlot here. This is a major facility.
Yes, it's over 1,300 acres, so it's a huge park. And the spot we were at was actually under about 20 feet of water, if you could believe that. So it just devastating, killed everything. The salt water killed all the plants and shrubs, and so what used to be a self-sustaining park that had golf courses and swimming pools and tennis courts, you know, just became completely barren. So it's slowly coming back to use, and really through volunteer organizations are doing this. So there's really no help from the federal or state governments to do this. This is all done by volunteers. And so Deloitte was really glad to be able to help out here and really appreciate the help we got from the AGA members.
So how many people in the New Orleans area use the park? Did they give you an estimate, and how is it used?
It's really intensely used. It kind of weaves through the city, and they said this park has been visited by more than 14 million people. You know, it's even some famous folks. The part of the stadium that we went to was actually in 1964 visited by the Beatles. So it's got a
wow.
It's got a long history.
We're talking with Gene Procknow. He's the managing director of Deloitte's U.S. Federal Government Services practice. And Gene, I was wondering, do you think this might become a model for how Deloitte and maybe other vendors and groups that attend these kinds of conferences spend their time from now on?
You know, I would certainly hope so, especially when you go to a place like New Orleans. You know, the devastation and the rubble is still very much apparent. A lot of abandoned buildings and buildings that are not rebuilt. And so there's just a lot of work to do. So, you know, I think giving back to the community is just a good way. It's good for our corporation. It's also good for the community and good for the government. So it just seems like it's a win-win-win situation. And I encourage others to do this because there's a lot more to do.
You know, it seems like New Orleans could use a helping hand. Maybe more groups could organize and bring a bunch of folks down there, or when they are down there, you know, undertake something like this. Is this something that the city encourages, or how did you figure out that this would be a good contribution?
Well, this park service is really trying to organize volunteers. They just don't have the funding or the money because they were self-sustaining, so they didn't get money from the taxing authorities, and so they were self-sustaining with user fees. And because the activities that used to generate those user fees are no longer viable, like the golf course, they don't have any money coming in, so they have to rely on volunteers. So they've made it known through their website that they're open to having volunteers come and help them. And so that's how we got connected with them. And Lucy Cooley really did a great job in connecting us to the people in need.
And, of course, when you organize something like this, there's a lot of logistics in order to make the volunteer work happen, because otherwise if people show up and there's not tools and water and the materials and supplies and a plan and a way to allocate people, it can turn into kind of a waste of time. So sounds like Lucy did some amazing pre-work so that when your folks arrived, they were ready to work.
Yeah, and you know, we had just the right number of plants to go into the spots that we were planning. We had just the right amount of shovels and equipment and gloves and water and that type of thing. So it is logistics. You need a little supply chain management project just to organize the event.